Okay, so now I'm going to find out whether you guys have the right idea. So, let me see. Reese, give me the contents of the middle column at the last part in the season of spring. Give me the suit, the sign, the numbers, and the planets.
Okay, the sign is disks. No,
the suit is
disks.
Or pentacles.
The sign is Taurus.
Good.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, the numbers are 5, 6, and 7. The 5 is Mercury, 6 is the Moon, and 7 is Saturn.
Excellent, thank you. Kel.
Hello.
Hi, so give me the next set.
Swords and Gemini.
Good.
8 is Jupiter, 9 is Mars, 10 is the Sun.
Excellent, thank you. Okay, Farrell, here's the big test. Well, first of all, on this last little piece that's at the very bottom of the left-hand column, what is the season and the ace that goes with that?
Summer and Ace of Wands.
Excellent. What is the suit and the sign that go with this particular place?
Cups and Cancer.
Excellent. The numbers are?
2 through 4.
Good. And what are the planets?
Venus, Mercury, and Moon.
Excellent. The 2 of Cups is Venus and Cancer, the 3 of Cups is Mercury and Cancer, and the 4 of Cups is Moon and Cancer. I see we have a group of people who can count and a group of people who can follow instructions, which is a truly wonderful thing. It's not to be taken for granted. And I do thank you very, very much for that. Now you have an idea, a really good idea, of the plan that lies behind all of this stuff. It's systematic and it's clear. It works like a charm. The planetary cycle began with Saturn. Saturn in Leo with the 5 of Wands. And it ends at the end of the cycle with the Moon in Cancer and the 4 of Cups. And you see with that one jump, that small jump from the 10 of Cups being Mars and Pisces to the 2 of Wands being Mars and Aries, with that one jump, we were able to accomplish a smooth round of the cycle of the planets, beginning where it's supposed to begin with Saturn and ending where it's supposed to end with the Moon. A neat system. In tarot, you may have noticed that unlike regular astrology, the planets are fixed. They don't wander. In regular astrology, everything is understood in terms of the movement of the planets through the signs in the houses. In tarot, there are no houses, and the planets do not move in the signs. That's an interesting thing to notice because it's very, very important and shows a crucial difference between tarot astrology and normal Western astrology. The purpose of the planets here is a different purpose than it is in Western astrology. We are not trying to calculate with the planets the movement of circumstance in each person's life, nor are we trying to calculate the archetypes that describe personality. We're doing something entirely different. The purpose of the planets here is to describe how spirit descends into matter. Saturn is very, very, very far away. And as you move from planet to planet, through the signs and around the calendar, spirit descends into matter by means of this ladder of descent. These 7 planets are staircases. They're stairs on a staircase. They're rungs in a ladder that come from way high up to way low down, from Saturn to the Moon, from what is very far to what is very close. Beyond Saturn, out beyond the planets, we have no time at all. We have eternity. We have a place that we can only guess at. Nothing even begins to become real until it descends to the level of Saturn. And as it approaches closer and closer, planet by planet, whatever it is that you're talking about becomes more real. The planets tell us how much is left to do, how much is left to happen, how much time has to pass, how much energy has to be used before something, anything, becomes manifest. Planets describe how far from you is whatever it is you're considering. If you're doing a reading, and planets are an issue. The farther out in the planetary cycle the planet in question is, the farther from completion, the farther from manifestation, the issue of the question of the querent is. Having described that energy for the planets, and having gone through these charts, and having gone through three classes, I can say that you now know the astrology of every card in tarot, every major, every court, and every minor. You know how it was derived. You know the system from which it came. You know how one thing progresses into another. It's the nature of time to change and flow. And the cards of the deck, each in their own system, whether it be majors, courts, or minors, each of those produces the flow of time and the flow of change. And you know how one thing changes into another by knowing the order of the signs and the planets. Not only do you know how everything was derived and how everything changes into what comes next, you know how to use these things now. You know how to use tarot to describe timing. You know how to use tarot to describe energy in astrological terms. And those are the two things that remain to us to discuss. All that remains is to remind you that in tarot, astrology is about two things, timing and energy. They say, actually, some people say, it's a current common expression, timing is everything. And in its own way, it's true. In the astrology of tarot, timing is in the signs. It's in the seasons and the decans. It's in the modalities. It's in whether something is close or distant, whether something is sooner or later, whether something is beginning, established, or ending. You know now about the mother letters and how they're connected with the elements and the modalities. You know about the double letters of the Hebrew alphabet and the cycle of the seven planets that derives from them. And you know how the simple letters become the signs of the zodiac. And you know how all of that manifests on the tree of life, and you know how it all manifests on the circle of the year. You know how the mother letters make the arc of the modalities on the wheel of the year, and you know how that happens to make the court cards take their places on the calendar. You know how the modalities become the decans. You know how they become the beginning and middle and end of the timing of each sign. You know how the element of earth comes to be from the spinning of the wheel. And you know how the elements become the seasons. You know how the planets tell you how close or how far anything is from completion. And knowing these things, you know now how to determine timing with the astrology of tarot. It may take a bit of time before you become familiar enough with it to pull the information you need out of your mind at a moment's notice, but you've seen the system, you understand it pretty well, and all that remains is to get familiar with it. However, in the astrology of tarot, timing is not everything. There's something else. There are also the energies that go along with the planets, the signs, the decans, the seasons, etc. In the major arcana, the energy of the elements and the signs and the planets have the function of connecting opposites. The energy of the mother letters as the elements, as the three elements of air, fire, and water, connect the opposites of the left and the right-hand side of the tree and the left and the right-hand side of everything. The seven double letters are the seven vertical paths on the tree, and they connect what is above with what is below. That which is high in yourself and in the world, and that which is low. And the simple letters, the 12 simple letters of the Hebrew alphabet, the 12 simple letters of the signs, connect the extremes of left, right, up, and down with the center, with the middle pillar of the tree. In that way, the whole tree of life, the whole structure of creation as it's described by the tree of life, is held in place, and nothing is allowed to separate. You know that as the court cards, astrology is literally the continuous transformative change of the modalities and the seasons. and between them they make the turning of the wheel of the year. The court cards, instead of being a square of 4x4, which would be suggested by their number of 16, are actually a wheel. The minor arcana, as the decans, continue and complete the fall from eternity into time that began with the mother letters, went through the modalities, and ended up as slices of a sign. Little bit by little bit, eternity becomes time, spirit becomes matter. The mother letters, as always, are the beginning, the middle, and the end. In the case of the minors, they're the beginning and the middle and end of every sign. The seven planets, those are the ladder of descent. They are the way that you move, that it's possible to travel from pure spirit to our normal condition, the condition of everyday life. This is the symbolic story, by the way, of how we came to be down here, looking up at the stars. That's the secret of astrology and tarot. There was a point when I was trying to present all this material in an organized sort of way, trying to get this massive amount of detail into a systematic presentation that would be clear and easy to remember. There was a time in the middle of all that when I thought to myself, why am I bothering to do this? Who cares? It might be considered to be an intellectual exercise, and that only. And oftentimes, that quality of intellect and system and order, when it's applied to tarot, has a tendency to take some people and turn them off. But I want to tell you that for me, this had the quality of rendering tarot clear, crystal pure, as transparent as glass. It organized all of the cards into a single, beautiful, systematic turning of the heavens around the center. As beautiful and stately as the march of the stars around the poles, that's how beautiful and stately the movement of the cards are as forms of astrology. And there's something, at least to me, in that clarity and simplicity and lucid beauty that make my spirit feel clean and high. I don't know how you guys feel about it. I'm going to ask you at this point, I've told you all the things that I can now about the system that lies behind the astrology of the cards. Now comes the point where we need to talk about its value. Whether or not you can see its uses, whether or not you can see beyond its uses. Its practicalities are clearly appropriate to the life that all of us live in the everyday world. When you do readings, you'll use the timing aspect, and to some extent, as you get used to it and as your inclinations move you, you'll use the energetic qualities of the astrology as well. All this to help people who come to you for information and for guidance. But they're also hopefully going to have made an impression on you. They will describe some aspect of yourself, some aspect of your own consciousness, which marches in perfect step with the astrology of the cards, just like the human consciousness marches in step with tarot in every other way. Tarot is a self-portrait. And this is a portrait of what is clear, systematic, orderly, transparent, lucid, and crystal clear in every human being, whether they know it or not. That's my sense of it. Having said all that, I should probably at this point ask you one by one what your own feeling about this is, whether the systems, numbers, names, lists, organizations of all this material have been either overwhelming, confusing, pleasing, or some other thing. I'd really like to get a sense of how you feel. Kel, let me begin with you.
It's been a beautiful thing. I have been a fighter of astrology. It just doesn't work for me because I came to Tarot first and it's my first love. Anything else in astrology has always just been a struggle for me. It didn't fit with the cards. It didn't work for me. And this brings, I've gone from salsa dancing with my confusion to a lovely waltz. This is just great.
I'm delighted to hear it.
This makes sense to me. I can use it now when I see astrology with the cards. It doesn't have to fit anything else. They have their system. It works. it's clean, it flies. And if I just need a mundane, you know, give me the date, I can do it within 10 days, you know, that'll be
good
fine.
Good for you.
So
and, you know, the interesting thing is now that you have seen the nature of the derivation of each of the attributions, even if you don't remember at any given moment exactly where it all came from, you know now you can have faith in the system itself.
Right. It makes sense, and I know it makes sense. So even if I blow it, I know it's not the system, and I don't
good
have to
you.
Struggle to fit it into anything else. So that's a good thing.
I am delighted because that probably allows you access to material that you were actually preventing yourself from dealing with simply because you didn't like it much.
Absolutely.
Oh, good for you. Reese, you are, as far as I can tell, in this particular group of people, the one most immediately familiar with this material. So for you, much of this will be recapitulation. But how does it feel to you, this whole thing?
I like it. I was an astrologer before I started doing tarot. And it has been a recapitulation. It's very good. I've been doing astrology with the atheists this week, and it's not been working, but what I was trying to do was, and you talked about it some, Jacob's ladder and things like that, and how the Bible is just chock full of this stuff. So it's kind of, this is one more mirror of that to me.
How does the specific quality of astrology and tarot differ, if you think it does, from what you're used to working with in standard Western astrology?
Okay, I haven't made up my mind yet on that. All right, I've been having, for an example, a little nine of discs problem, and I know that's Jupiter and Pisces, and I wonder if that energy is actually, it does seem to me very present in the card, the representation of the card. Yeah, that kind of thing.
You will find if you look that the vast majority of the attributions of the minors to their planets and signs and seasons, etc., are going to be very, very apt to the standard, normal, traditional interpretations of the cards. They work like a charm in the vast majority of cases. Some of them are tricky and need a little bit of a stretch to make them fit perfectly with the normal understanding of the planets. But most of them fit just beautifully. I didn't go over that part of it because we didn't have time. But if you look around at the things that we just said and find...
Oh, no, it's like the Four of Wands and Venus and Aries. That's
right.
Perfect, I mean.
That's exactly right. That kind of attribution works so well that the introduction of Western astrology into the minor arcana in particular as an extension of the tarot implications, as an extension of Kabbalah, to use the Western astrology system with it, works usually very, very well. They did a beautiful job of attribution. You know, the people who set this thing up, the Golden Dawn in particular. I don't know if the Golden Dawn was responsible for this whole elaborate process or whether they simply codified it for the English-speaking world. I'm not sure whether Continental Tarot did the same thing in its own way. But whoever did it, they did a beautiful job, I think.
Oh, very much so. Especially in the weight. It's surprising because usually we don't go by pictures, or we've not been going by pictures that much this year. But this is one of the ones where a lot of times you will find that the picture does indeed have a great deal to do with the astrological energy.
Yes, it does. In fact, the weight deck has made a point in its imagery of including references to the astrological attributions in many, many cards. And the
I know. It's not just the little symbols. It's actually some quite a lot of the scenes.
That's right. The whole scene tends to have the energy that was intended by the astrological attribution. It does that a lot. In fact, it does it better than any deck that I know of, and that is one of the reasons why we use this deck. You know, why the Tarot School has chosen to use this deck above others is precisely because of that. Thank you, Reese. David? How much familiarity would you normally have with astrology the way it's usually used?
Well, just basic things, you know, just what the signs mean and the planets, but nothing to any great extent. No, I don't have a great depth in it. And what this did for me was kind of codify it. It was really nice. I mean, I can kind of sit down and study it a little bit. I'm going to have to sit here and try to absorb it.
If I understand right, you are a person who enjoys clarity and order. And this, it seems to me that if there's one gift that this particular system of astrology and tarot will give you, It's a sense of the clarity and order of the arrangement of the deck. The whole construction of the deck, the whole way in which the 78 cards are broken out into their various groupings, works so beautifully with astrology. The astrology ties all of those parts together so tightly and so neatly. And it's really quite surprising. One would never guess, if you took a shuffled deck of tarot cards and just looked at the pictures at random, as people often do when they get their first deck, they just look through the cards and it's all kind of bewildering. You would never guess from that initial bewilderment that this thing was so tightly and beautifully organized.
No, it's interesting. I've been sitting here looking at this and I just have a question about it. If I go to Wands and I go to Aries,
mm-hmm.
and the Four of Wands, and it's Venus, and I pull that in a reading, the Four of Wands, which
mm-hmm.
I would have a way of interpreting it, it's moving toward being fixed.
That's exactly right.
And it's not as fiery as if it had been a two.
That's exactly right. You know, the interesting yeah. thing is, let's say that you were doing a Celtic cross.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say that the Four of Wands showed up in the outcome position, in the 10th position in the Celtic cross. Usually the outcome position is what you would go by in this, I would think. And in the outcome position, you have the Four of Wands, and it tells you more or less, because of what it is, that this is either what is happening now or what is going to happen as a prediction. This is where the whole reading is tending, and this is the answer to all the questions in the reading can be found ultimately in that one card. So you could say, okay, the outcome of all of this is going to be the energy of the Four of Wands, and you can interpret that however you like.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing is that whatever the Four of Wands tells you, whatever the outcome, as it can be seen and understood in terms of the spread in front of you, whatever that is, you know what the next thing is going to be. The Four of Wands leads directly to the Five of Pentacles.
Interesting, okay.
Isn't it interesting?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you can expect as a natural continuation of the energy of the planets. This is the way things would go if nothing stood in their way. Unless you do something drastic, the world itself will turn as the wheel of the year naturally turns from energy to energy to energy. And the Four of Wands becomes the Five of Pentacles in due course. That's what comes next. And you can look at that and predict it. You would know it, even though that card was not on the table in front of you.
So what it has to do is get all these things in your mind. I guess you'd have to have the sheet in front of you when you're doing a reading.
Well, you know, I can tell you that unless you have a steel trap of a mind, coming across this stuff and working with it for the first time, or even two or three or four times later, the chances of you remembering all of it and having it ready to hand when you need it is very small.
That's
it takes a while. In fact, for most people, I would say it takes years, although there are some people who are so systematic in their thinking that they can acquire this quickly. Many people can't. I am one of those. I do not readily remember this stuff. I do it most of the time, and I can figure out an attribution, usually because the system is so good that if I know one part of it, I can usually figure out what comes next or what came behind it. So I can usually come up with the answer from the little bit that I do actually have in my memory. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Little bit by little bit, you become accustomed to it. Little bit by little bit, you begin to use it. And over a period of time, it simply becomes, without your realizing it, part of your lexicon of meaning.
Well, I don't want to take a lot of time, but I don't really understand the timing situation. What you had me just pull a card the last time. We pulled it out of the Major Arcana, and we started with a card.
Good.
And then
good
you broke
point.
It. Then you broke it down into the timing. What does that mean in a reading? You know, like, what does it mean to be 3 o'clock in the morning, you know?
Okay, let's do this. David, you had a really, really good point. Let me ask you to ask a question about anything that you like. Ask a question.
Oh, golly. Off the top of my head?
Mm-hmm. Something you might...
You mean a timing type question?
It could be a timing question. It doesn't have to be necessarily.
We're taking a trip to Nebraska on the 19th. What's the energies around that trip to Nebraska?
Okay, here we have a question. What are the energies surrounding my trip to Nebraska? All right, Paul, shuffle up the Minor Arcana, which you should have out in front of you. You may or may not have the whole deck, but I'd like you to shuffle the Minor Arcana for now and draw
okay.
one card.
Okay.
And what card is that?
The Three of Pentacles.
Okay, the Three of Pentacles, because it's a three, is what modality?
That is cardinal.
That's right. Three of Pentacles is cardinal energy. So the very first thing that you would know, without even looking at the card itself or worrying about what the card means, since David wanted to know, since his question was, what is the energy surrounding his trip to this particular place? The very first thing that you would see by the drawing of the Three of Pentacles is that it's cardinal energy.
Right.
So you know that something is going to be beginning. You know that it's going to be fresh and new. You know that people will be looking forward to it, probably with anticipation. You know that there will be some surprises in it. You know that it will be leaving behind the stuffiness of habit that usually clings around the way life goes in its normal routines. It'll be out of the routine, something new, interesting, and exciting. The Three of Pentacles is Mars and Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we now know that it's Capricorn. Capricorn is a wintry energy. Capricorn is an earthy energy. Capricorn is cardinal energy. Cardinal earth. What does cardinal earth suggest to you in terms of an energy rather than timing connected with a trip?
A grounded trip.
Say that again?
Sorry, being, grounded or material
type
trip.
Having pulled this card, with the card as the energy of Mars in Capricorn, would that suggest any questions you might want to ask David about this trip?
When do you plan to take this trip?
That's a good idea. So, David, when?
We're leaving next Tuesday, as a matter of fact.
Ah, we're not in Capricorn yet, but we're damn close.
And it turns out I'm a Capricorn.
Ah, now, right before Mars in Capricorn comes Jupiter in Capricorn, the first 10 days of that sign, which would be the 21st to the 30th, the whole Christmas period. So this is coming right after the Christmas period. You're leaving next week, right?
Yeah, we're leaving next week to be there at Christmas time.
Ah, so that means basically that the energy of the trip will actually correspond to the exact 10-day timing of this particular card. That is when you are going to arrive and begin the trip. How's that for astrological synchronicity, Paul?
Right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. But he didn't even ask about the timing. What he asked about was the energy surrounding the trip. Now that you know what time it's going to be, what season it's going to be, and you know that it's cardinal energy, it's earthy energy, it's got the energy of Mars, which is highly energetic and very central in the middle of the cycle of the planets, what does all that tell you about what he can expect in the way of the emotions and sensations and experiences that he's likely to experience?
I would say it will be a positive growth experience.
Good. Why do you say that?
Just being like Mars and being Capricorn and being Pentacles and being cardinal, is that material aspect, is all that new, fresh experience.
So the chances are pretty good he's going to actually enjoy the earth.
Yeah.
There'll be energy in it. There'll be freshness in it. There'll be newness and pleasure in it. There'll be a leaving behind of old energies. All of those things together. And the trip should indeed be enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Sounds
Thank
like
you,
it.
Paul.
Thank you.
Farrell, having heard this that we just did, having the card of the Three of Pentacles, Mars and Capricorn, as an answer to the question, what kind of energies surround this trip? Having heard what we said so far, first of all, does what has been said make any sense to you?
Oh, yes.
Is there something you'd care to add?
About the reading that we did for David?
Yeah, here you are. You're going to add some information to this reading. You're going to be a second reader, perhaps with some additional insight, based on the card that we drew and the question that was asked.
I would say that it would be a building energy based on the Mars, and that it would be productive in a way that would have meaning and value to daily living because of the Earth energies, and that being cardinal, it would have punch. It would have pop and punch in a way that would matter to your practical daily experience. In other words, I would think that's a great thing for a trip energy or a bringing home from a trip energy, that you might expect back and forth and dialogue and interactions, that it wouldn't be something that you would be standing back from and thinking about. It wouldn't be something that you would be primarily passive or feeling about. It would be things that you would be doing, and that you would probably do them in connection with home and hearth or messing around with trucks or cars or fishing or things that are of the earth and of the family and of the hearth.
How does that sound to you, David?
That sounds very good. We're going back there to visit my daughter, and she's a Scorpio. She's fixed in her nature, and I'm a Capricorn. I'm a little bit more cardinal, and I just understand the dynamics between us, so it's going to be an interesting time. I'm looking forward to it, as a matter of fact.
Yes,
you know, I think that with the three energy, to me, with the three that came up on there, it seems to me that it could be a very creative time, too. And I'm picking up on the Empress, that energy of the three.
How does it strike you that a card drawn at random, an answer to a question about a trip, should actually nail the trip on the head in terms of time?
To be honest with you, I'm still not sure about the timing. That would be the second or the first 10 degrees of that
the
month.
The three is the middle. Between the two, three, and
yeah,
the
that's
three,
right.
The three
okay.
is the middle. So it's exactly the middle 10 days of the sign of Capricorn. Capricorn begins, the Two of Pentacles would begin in the first 10 days, which is the time between the 21st and the end of the year. That would be the Two of Pentacles. The Three of Pentacles deals with a time right after New Year's.
The Three of Pentacles does?
Yes. It's the second 10 days of the sign. The sign begins around the 21st and continues to the 21st of the next month.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So what you have is, this is the middle of the sign. The middle of the sign is the first 10 days of a month.
But the thing is, regardless of the month, though, it's the middle of the...
Middle of the sign. In this case, it's the middle of Capricorn.
So it's the middle of my trip.
That's right. It's the middle of Capricorn would be the time right after New Year's.
Well, I won't be there at that time. But the thing is, I'm saying it's the middle of my trip in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a correct way of thinking about it?
Yeah. Now, the interesting thing is that it's the middle of your trip in terms of the way you would feel about it. You'd be coming home, but it would be the middle of the energy of your trip. So that's one thing. The second thing is, you will be coming back. Remember you asked about the energy surrounding your trip. So the Three of Pentacles describes the time right after the trip is over, no? You will either have come
yeah.
back or gone on to something else by that time?
Yeah, that's right. Actually, the two would be more where I would be in the trip.
That's right. But you had asked the question, what are the energies surrounding my trip? So the Three of Pentacles would actually be the energy with which you would be leaving.
Mm-hmm.
With which you would be going on to what comes next. So in other words, the Three of Pentacles is the aftermath energy of this trip.
Okay.
And what it's suggesting is, because it's Aries, because it's the center of a cardinal sign, it tells you that you'll come away from the trip with lots of energy. You'll come away from the trip feeling hopeful and fresh and ready to go on to what comes next. One of the things that happens oftentimes when one visits family is that there are all the issues that surround family. And family is oftentimes a very complex situation. And if I understand right, can be a little bit problematic for you.
But it's the Three of Capricorn, isn't it? It's not Aries.
I'm sorry, forget Aries.
Yeah.
What I meant was that it's cardinal. I forget Aries.
Cardinal, yeah,
it's
okay.
Cardinal energy. So what happens is that going away from your trip, leaving your daughter and her family, as problematic as it might seem at the beginning, according to this, you're going to leave with a very solid sense of pleasure, anticipation for the future, good, clean, fresh, creative energy going away, which means the likelihood is that you will have enjoyed the hell out of the trip.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm going to enjoy the trip. The energies seem okay with me in my mind.
Good for you.
And so I'm going to work toward that anyway in my intention.
When you look at this card now, here's this Three of Pentacles. Here's your question about your trip. Here are the things that we have said about it. The things that we have said about it come out of the astrology of the card, not the picture, not its standard interpretations. It comes out of cardinal energy. It comes out of Capricorn, those two things, and it comes out of timing and out of energy. Looking at that, how useful, how reassuring, how much does it contribute to your anticipation of the trip to have heard that energy, that message coming from the card?
Oh, it's quite a relief. I mean, I have a sense of relief in my feeling tone, my body right now. I do. It feels very good.
I am absolutely delighted because, of course...
Yeah, and I like the interpretation I had from both Paul and Farrell. I like the interpretation from both of them.
The interesting thing about a reading is, of course, that if you're lucky at all, and if you do your job well, you should leave the querent going away from the reading feeling better than when they came.
I did. I feel good about it, really good.
I am delighted to hear it.
Yeah.
Good for you. Thank you, David.
Thank you, guys.
Well, guys, we have come pretty much to the end of our time now. The class is over. The series of classes is over. And the year is over. This is the last class of the year. And I have had a great time in going through all of this material with you over the course of the last 12 months. And we look forward very, very much to what's to come next.